Your Bibles this morning, we would like again to share with you out of the fifth chapter of St. Matthew. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, I'll read verses 1-3. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Supporting scripture from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths. Based on those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the subject, Instructions on Building Christian Character.
I thank God for just another opportunity to stand and to give God praise and to share with you from the mighty word of God. And as we share with you this morning, instructions on building Christian character. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a song that says it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. For truly, I'm glad this morning to be in the house of God one more time. I'm glad to see our young people giving God the praise. I'm glad to see those of the community that come out and to help the lift up the mighty name of Jesus. And I encourage our young people to always seek to please God. Somehow, some way, we, the adults, we must train these children in the way that they should go. And we should pray and plant seeds of hope that God will continue to be a part of their lives. Because one thing I found out that if we ever get that seed planted, then they're going to be all right somehow, some way. For the Bible declares that if we train a child in the way that he should go, that when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, we do know that many of us were brought to church by our elders and by our parents. And as we got older and began to do our own thing, many of us strayed away from the cause of Christ. We strayed away from the principles. We strayed away from the things that we had been taught. But because the seed had been planted, when you needed to be drawn back in or reeled back in, God has a way of just bringing you back in. God has a way of letting you know that you don't belong to yourself. There are some of us that think we belong to ourselves, but I come to tell you this morning that you were bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of the Lamb. And every time I think about just how good God has been, it just makes me want to give God the praise this morning. We got to have, and we pray to God for an understanding spirit. We got to pray to God that we will help nourish these young people on into being what God would have them to be. Pray for more patience and more understanding. And then we got to realize that if we expect them to do anything, we got to do something ourselves. We got to walk a walk in the front of them. We got to be able to handle things when things come our way and it seems like we don't have an answer. Somebody said, Jesus is the answer. And the only way to find out what Jesus has to say, we got to go into the Word of God. And the Word of God will tell us everything that we need to do. The good thing is that we got to believe in God to the point that we have unwavering faith. Anytime we say that we got faith in God and we still got doubt in our mind, then we are wavering. But if we really want to believe in the power of God, if we really want to say that I know that God will supply all of my needs, we got to believe in that. We got to believe it to the point to where no matter what comes our way, we still got to stand our ground. We got to believe that God is always right there, that there's never a time that God is not there by your side. It's been said over and over again that we enter to worship and we leave to serve. So that leads me to believe this morning that we need to worship and praise God. We need to be getting something out of what we do when we come into the house of God. If we enter to worship, when we come in to worship God and when we receive the word of God, then we need to get something out of the word of God. And whatever it is that we can get out of the word of God, we need to take it back out into the community and let our light shine before our brothers and sisters so that somebody may know that God is real. That there's somebody out there that look at you and realize that there is a God somewhere. And at the same token, they can look at you and say, I don't want to be a part of that God. So you got to be very careful how you represent God. If you say that you are a believer, you ought to act like you are a believer. If you say that you trust in the power of God, you ought to walk like you trust in the power of God. When we come into God's house, we got to learn how to give him reverence. We got to learn that this is not our house, this is God's house. Jesus said, upon this rock, I shall build my church. And when we come into God's church, we ought to come with a mind to give God thanks. We ought to come with a mind of supplication. We ought to come with a mind to say, Lord, I know that I may not be all that I can be, but I do thank God that I'm not what I used to be. Anybody in here thank God for their spiritual growth? Anybody thank God from where you come from? Realizing that you're not where you was, but you realize, I got my mind made up this morning. Anybody got their mind on Jesus? Heaven is my goal this morning. And if I'm going to do anything, I got to trust the power of a mighty God. I got to know exactly who God is. And when I know who he is, then I also know what God can do. I found out in the word of God that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And we go from week to week learning about God's word and his ways. And we need to gain more strength. How is it that we come to church week after week and we are so weak? How is it that we come to church week after week and give God praises, and yet we walk around through the week with our heads hung down? Why is it that we get on the telephone and call somebody and tell them all these doubts and all of these negative things if we say that God is a real God? If you believe that God is a real God, then when you are going through your rough situation, when you're going through your lowest situation, that is a real time to just reach down deep and pick up yourself and gird yourself. Say, I am a child of God, and I know the Lord will make a way out of no way. How do I know? Because he made a way. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has made a way for us this morning. I know this morning that there are some believers in the house, but I wanted to do any believer know that you are not exempt because you are a believer from having heartache and pain, from having trouble and sickness. It does not exempt you because you say that you are a child of God. Even though you're a child of God, there's still going to be some days you're going to be in despair. There are going to be some days that your body is going to be in pain. There are going to be some days when the folk you thought that liked you don't even care nothing about you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes you're trying to do the best that you know how to do, and then you're confronted with those things that will sort of get you off track. But then you got to understand, Paul said that even when I will do good, evil is also present. I don't care where you go, if you go in there with the right frame of mind, that enemy is going to try to seep in and change some things. But you got to have your mind made up that I'm going to serve a mighty God. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes y'all get me so excited, because when I begin to think about what God has for us, when I begin to think about the work that we got to do, see, the foundation has already been laid, and we've been building up on this foundation, but it's not over yet. We got these babies, and they got to have a part in it. What are they going to contribute to the cause? We got to lay enough foundation so that they can come in and do what they can do. Oh, glory be to God. We got to understand that if we are going to be believers, if we are going to be what we call Christian folk. Anybody heard that term? Christians, or then we hear a lot of times so-called Christians. Oh, did I lose somebody? Whole lot of you out there done called somebody a so-called Christian. You supposed to be when they don't do like you want them to do. You supposed to be when they don't humble down to your needs. But I come to tell you, you don't tell me who I'm supposed to be. I know who I am. You don't know who you are by now. You better find something. I found out. Somebody need to shake themselves in here this morning. Christians are so-called Christians. Then we have a term, believers and unbelievers, the saved and the unsaved. You either fall in one category or the other. Then let me tell you something. Don't nobody have to point the finger at you. The Bible declares you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Hello, somebody. If you're a liar and you go around lying, then you're just a liar. That's the kind of fruit that's on your tree. If you are saved this morning, you don't have to go on the rooftop and shout it out. All you got to do is walk right. You don't have to wear a billboard sign on your chest that I'm saved. All you got to do is live like somebody. You don't have to always, and I don't know how saved folk be on the mountaintop all the time. Anybody ever found out that every now and again you come off the mountaintop and you got to go down in the valley? And David said, yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, glory. When you don't want to be bothered, I got somebody. How do you build Christian character? Character means one's moral nature, the combination of qualities and features that makes one group of person different from another. After you tally up your life story, glory be to God, what will your scores be? Will you find that you need some improvement? Or do you think everything is going to be all right just like it is? There are some of us that use the term, I'm going on to heaven anyhow. But I come to tell you an anyhow lie. Because only the righteous shall see God. How can you rebuild and start making a comeback? First of all, you got to get convicted down on the inside. You got to have something to make you strive to do better than what you're doing. Sometimes it's sickness that gets our attention. Sometimes it's death in the family that gets our attention. Sometimes somebody has to lose their job and their car and everything before God can get their attention. Sometimes you're down on your bed of affliction and you're looking up to the hills, but you just can't find Mount Zion. But when you're in that condition, you got to learn how to get up. You got to learn how to get your self-esteem back. You got to learn how to get your confidence back. You got to learn how to be determined that I don't care what the enemy says. Somehow, in some way, I'm going to make it. Anybody in here going to make it? I don't care how bad things get. I still think that we can make it. I don't care how many times the enemy throws something your way. I believe that we can still make it. King Solomon tells us here in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, wisdom is not the result of mere human insight, but of learning God's unchanging ways. If we want to be wise, as we say, then we got to learn how to trust in the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and then lean not unto thine own understanding. See, there are some folk you can't tell nothing. There's some folk, I don't care whether you get it out of a book, whether God sent it to you from glory, you can't tell them nothing. Some folk already got their mind made up that I'm going to be just like I'm going to be. I don't care who say so. No preacher, no deacon, nobody don't tell me what I'm going to do. But I come to tell somebody this morning that I know somebody that is able this morning to tell you what you're going to do. Because he made you from the dust of the ground. Breathe into your nostrils the breath of life. And then you became a living soul. But let me tell you something. If you trust and believe in God, the Bible says he shall direct your path. So whatever way that I need to go, when I don't know how to find my way, I don't need a GPS. I got a G-O-D that leads me everywhere that I need to go. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you, God. Let me give you some instructions that came from the Lord himself. The Bible says, seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. When he got himself set, his disciples came unto him. Get this picture. Here Jesus is sitting there on the mountain. And all of the disciples come along with the apostles. Disciples are believers. Disciples are followers of Christ. Disciples are learners of Christ. Children, you know what a disciple is. You've been taught what a disciple is. And if you are a follower of Christ, then you realize that there's certain things that you have to do in order to be up or to meet up with the standards of what God would have us to do. Now, first of all, let us understand that there's none righteous, no, not one. So nobody in here is perfect. Nobody in here is able to point the finger at nobody else. But let me tell you something. We ought to be happy anyhow. Why am I happy? Because when Jesus opened up his mouth, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, every now and then you get down weak on the inside. And you just can't find your way. But God said, blessed are ye. That blessing means that you are happy anyhow. Anybody know how to be happy even when you might not ought to be happy? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. See, every now and then you're going to grieve over some things. There's going to be some things that are going to get you down. But the Bible said, you're going to be blessed anyway. And you shall be confident. How are you going to get confident? Well, the Lord said, I leave my spirit with you. That it will be a comforter in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Then Jesus says, blessed are they which do hunger, thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. See, somebody want a closer walk with Jesus. Somebody didn't come in here just to say that I came to church this morning. But somebody come to get something. And I believe that you, if you're thirsty and you're hungry for the word of God, then the word of God will satisfy every taste bud you got. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We always want somebody to feel sorry for us. Always want somebody to forgive us for the wrong that we've done. But have you ever learned how to forgive somebody else? Have you ever learned how to not have thick skin? But realize that all you got to do is just let go and let God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, pure in heart does not mean you're going to be perfect on the outside. You got to get your inner beings in line with God. So if you're pure in heart, your intentions ought to be good. Your thought patterns ought to be good. Now, it does not mean that you're going to still do everything just right. But the blessing is knowing that you're under the hand of a mighty God. Then he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Oh, God. Any peacemakers in here? I know we got some haters. I know we got some folk that'll tear up some folk houses. I know we got some folk that don't like one another. I know we got some backbiters. We got some name callers. But I want to know, do we have anybody that got love in the heart? Anybody know how to make peace? Anybody know how to say, I just let it go? Every now and again, you don't have to have the last word. You just let it go and let God have his way. And God will make everything all right. The Lord will fight your battle. All you got to do is trust in the power of God. The Bible said, blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Don't get bent out of shape because they called you a so-so. You ought to know who you are. If you know who you are and whom you belong to, you can praise God anyhow. I come to give you instruction on building Christian character. Jesus said, if you're going to be like him, you got to learn how to get over the small stuff. You got to learn how to stop being so itchy. Stop being so particular. And realize that you serve a mighty God. A God that sits high and looks down low. A God that is able to do anything you need him to do. We got to have Christian character. And in order for us to get Christian character, you got to lean not to your own understanding. But you got to learn how to understand it in God's way. You got to know for yourself this morning that this Sermon on the Mount called the Beatitudes is just a sort of a guideline of the characteristics of a good Christian, of us trying to be like Jesus. And when we say that we are Christians, we are saying that we are Christ-like. So in order to be Christ-like, we got to take on these principles. We got to take on all of these characteristics and know that it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what the enemy say or what they said. We get so bent out of shape over what they said, and then you don't even know who they are. Don't worry about they say. God said, love one another. God said, trust him. Lean not to your own understanding, and he will lead and direct your very path. And then in the closing of that Beatitudes, he shares with us that those of us that are so worried about persecution, name calling, and those that feel like all your running has been in vain, I come to tell you this morning, keep running. Keep looking to the hills. Keep trusting the power of God. If you want to build Christian character, then you got to really learn how to love and forgive one another. Then you got to learn how to put yourself in that individual's place. You hadn't always done everything right. So let us not be so judgmental that we want to stump somebody all the time and learn how to embrace, learn how to forgive. If a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, understanding that it could have been you or yours. So before you criticize and condemn your neighbor, make sure your own house is in order. And if your house is in order, it's nothing to boast about. But it's just a time for Thanksgiving, because it could have been the other way. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Anybody want to be more like Jesus? Then I encourage you to read the 5th chapter of St. Matthew. Learn these Beatitudes, and then you can get rid of your attitude if you replace it with the Spirit of Jesus and his word. Then you can sort of draw some folk, and them folk that you thought that really didn't even like you or care nothing about you, all of a sudden they'd just be clenching at you, trying to get just a little closer to you, because they want to know, what is it that you got that I can treat you the way that I have and you still love me anyway? That's Jesus. That's Jesus.